Blog Talk Radio.
everyone. Thank you so much for joining in on Blog Talk Radio Ministries, Smile 3E, Iron Sharpening Iron. We are so excited about tonight. Our speaker is one and only, none other than Prophet Antoine Thomas. We are so excited that the man of God would allow God to use him on tonight to bless us with the word of God that what God has placed in his heart to share with us. So we just want to say get your Bibles, pencils, paper, tape recorders, whatever you need to get to record your messages, take down your notes for what the man of God is going to share with us on tonight. So I'm trying to do my Facebook to see if I can pull up the man of God on Facebook at the same time. If he's on Facebook tonight, I'm sure he is. I'm just excited about what God is going to do and what God is doing in our lives. So let's do a check real quick. Prophet Antoine, are you on the line tonight? Possibly, like, are you looking, do you see his number on the line tonight? Okay, I'm assuming that we are just getting ready to do what we need to do with Blog Talk. We're going to see if I'm checking something on Facebook. Excuse me while it seems like I'm buffering around, but I am because I'm trying to see if the man of God is having problems tuning in or getting on Facebook with us as well as Blog Talk. So what I'm going to do right now is just go into prayer to see if we could give him time to get on the line. So I'm just waiting for one more minute, and then I'm going to just start praying. Father God, we just thank you for tonight, God. We thank you for the opportunity to come before you, oh Lord. We thank you for the chance to say, God, I am sorry. God, I get on my face, my knees. I throw my hands up. I open my heart, my mind, my soul, and my spirit to ask you to forgive me so that I may receive you, oh Lord. Lord, I put myself, my family, and everything that's concerning me in your hands, God. Because we know once we put it in your hands, that you would see to it that everything and anything we need, God, you would take care of it. God, we thank you for all of your wisdom. We thank you for your forgiveness. God, we thank you for your love and your kindness. Because, God, we know with you all things are possible. We know with you, God, we are healed by your stripes. We know with you, God, that everything that tries to attack us in your word, it says, that everything must bow. Everything has to bow before you, oh God. We thank you for anything that's trying to attach itself to us that's not of you and from you, God, that it will be destroyed at the root, God. We thank you for your mercy and your grace. We thank you for your loving kindness. God, we thank you for giving us the ability to open our mouths, giving us the ability to raise our hands, giving us the ability to use our minds to say, I know that I need God and I need him right now. God, we just thank you for all that you have done, all that you're doing. God, even the things we didn't even know that you did for us from the time that we were conceived in our mother's womb until the day we were born until now. God, we just thank you for everything and anything. For God, even the things that you allow to happen to us that will cause us to be in a place that you need us to be right now. For we know that you make no mistakes. And that everything that has been done, God, it was done because you allowed it and you gave it permission. God, we thank you how you're teaching us to love what you love and hate what you hate. God, we thank you for teaching us how to accept what you allow. God, we thank you for teaching us how to want to be in your presence, to want to be saved, to want to be connected to you, to want to be your child, to want to be an heir to your throne, to want to just receive what you have for us, God. Touch our hearts and our minds, God, that we may know that we need a Savior and that we know that the only way to you, O God, is through your Son, Jesus Christ, for he is the truth and the light, and there's no way to you that we can go around him, God. We must go through him to get to you. God, put that in our heart. Teach us how to get your word and hide it in our heart that we may not sin against thee, that when the time that comes, we will be able to use your word to confound the enemy, to destroy the enemy, to put him under lock and key. For God, we thank you for allowing us to be here on this green earth that you have given us. Thank you, God, for everything. God, when we don't know what to pray, God, we thank you for the inner man that intercedes on our provisions, or I can even say that intercedes on our behalf. God, we just thank you for everything that you're doing, God. For in the time of need such as now, we know that the name to call on is Jesus. Put it in our hearts. Put it in our spirit. God, put it in our mouth that before we say anything else, we would just say, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. We will call on you, O God. The song says, let every other name fade away until there's only you. God, that's what we want in our spirit, to let every other name fade away till there's only you. Take your place, God. Take your seat in our life. God, do what only you can do, God. We know you know our names. We know you know that every hair on our head is numbered. But God, we just trust you with everything that you're doing, everything that you have done. And I'm just saying, God, I love you, I adore you, and I give you all that I have. In Jesus' name, amen. So I'm going to check with the man of God again. Prophet, are you on the line? Prophet Thomas, are you on the line? I know it's raining here. I don't know if it's raining anyplace else, but I'm looking on my page. He's typing something. I'm waiting to see what he's typing on, to see what's going on, that we're not having. He's calling in from a different number. I'm going to ask him, what is the number? You're on. Okay, I'm going to ask him, what's the number? So that I can give it to the woman of God, Apostle Elect, so that she can let the line come open. So he says he's on the line, but we need to know the last four numbers so that we can release it. We can open your line, because I'm excited to know what God has put in your belly for you to release to us on tonight. Okay, Apostle Elect, 5740. The 5740, Apostle. So I'm going to check to make sure the man of God is also on Facebook Live. So we got 5740 is the last four. We know that God will get the victory out of what's ever going on. We know that the enemy tries to block up the lines and keep us in a place of, he's trying to keep the word from being shared, but we know that God is able, that God is going to do what God is going to do, because his word will not be blocked. It will not be shut down, and it will not be kept. So, or 6880. Try that one, Apostle Elect, 6880. I'm trying to see if he's on Facebook Live. So if you all saints are listening in, begin to pray with us and just pray that God has his way and that his word be shared, that his word comes through loud and clear, that when the enemy comes in like a flood, God will open up and set up a standard, because nothing can outdo God. Nothing can outdo his will, his way, or his word. God has the first, the last, and the only word concerning what he has called. And this ministry, God has called it forth, so we know that God is able. God is able. Yes. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I come before you right now, God. We love you, Lord. We trust you. We honor you and we obey you. Yes, Lord. Well, Prophet, I'm going to call you from, see if I have your number in my phone. If you want me to, I can call you on a three-way, and we can go from there. So I'll be calling you from a landline, because like I said, I just want to know you're currently listening. Okay, but let me see if the woman of God can release. He said it's either 5740-5740 or 6880, because he's currently listening. So let's see. Let all the other names fade away, till there's only you. All the other names fade away. I'm texting the woman of God while we're waiting for the lines to open up. Okay. Prophet, I'm going to see if I got your phone number in my phone book. Okay, I'm hold on, Prophet. I'm gonna try to call you. Hold on. Okay, Minister Margo, thank you. You all hold on. I'm gonna call the Prophet on my phone. Hold on, please. What is going on? I don't know what's going on. The man of God must got an awesome word on tonight. So, woman of God, I'm trying to see what are you saying, because the prophet said he was able to listen in. You say, I know I cannot. Blog Talk Radio. Yes, Blog Talk Radio is blocking you, prophet. I'm going to see if I can get him on my landline. I tried that. For some reason, my landline won't even let me hook up a three-way call. Prophet, if you could call me, let me give you the number to call me at, and we're going to see if we do a three-way from there. If you could do a three-way call, 773-437-5274. I'll text it to you. Because I see right now the enemy is really trying to tear the lines up, and I tried to use a line that so I wouldn't have any problems with tonight or Blog Talk. But I see now we're not working together, this phone and I, or the man of God. So if anyone's listening on the line, please stay on the line, please. Okay, I'm texting the prophet my number, and I'm trusting God that delayed don't mean denied. Ain't that right, man of God? Delayed don't mean denied. All it is that we're going to get more for what we bargained for, if we just stay faithful to what God is doing. Delayed don't mean being denied. So I'm going to see if the man of God can call me on my landline, and we're going to go from there, because I'm just trying to see if I can get the man of God, if he's on Facebook Live. He's doing Facebook Live. I'm going to try to put the phone up to the... Everything is... That's all right. God's going to get the victory anyway. Okay, man of God, I don't know if you're on Facebook Live, because I'm on your page and I don't see nothing. Okay, there you go. I see it now. He's live. Okay, man of God, I got you on Facebook, and I'm putting my live up to it. Praise him out of it. That's it, Papa. Praise him out of it. Have your way.
Trying to call back in again to get into Blog Talk. So we're on, and I'm not sure if they can hear me on Blog Talk, but we're going to share what the Lord shared with us tonight. Either way, we're going to share what God shared with us tonight, and because I believe that in this time that we're living in, we need to hear a word from the Lord.
Amen.
Not just because we haven't heard preaching or because we can't hear preaching, but mainly because, amen, we need to know where God is saying for us to go. Now, I'm going to ask if you can hear me on Blog Talk to let me know if you can hear me on Blog Talk or not. Amen. So if you're on Blog Talk and you can hear me on through Blog Talk Radio, please let me know. Amen. But I am excited about what God is doing on our behalf. Amen. Real quickly, I want to go. Let's go to the Word. Amen. Amen. We'll go to the Word of God and. Okay, awesome. All right. So we're coming through Blog Talk another way, and that's perfectly fine. And we'll do that like this. Y'all, for the technical difficulties, it happens, amen. And so I'm not tripping. I've learned how to keep it moving.
Yeah.
I've learned how to. Not let the devil throw me off. I'm not going to be thrown off by what the enemy is trying or what the enemy is looking to do to us and all that going on. I don't function like that. Amen. When the enemy throws things in our way, we just keep it moving.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
I don't let stuff like that happen to me because the Bible says many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord will deliver us out of them all. And so when things come to throw you off and things come to to kind of throw monkey wrenches in what you're doing and where you're trying to go, keep it moving because those things come and they go and the enemy just doesn't like you. That's all. So you just make sure you keep it moving and you keep doing exactly what it is that God has instructed you to do. All right? And we're going to go to the Word of God. Amen. Real quickly, I'm grateful for the opportunity to share the Word. Amen. To give God honor, to share what the Lord has laid upon our heart. And I'm grateful for that. Hallelujah. Real quick, I want to go to John chapter 14 and the first verse. And I know this is a familiar scripture in the sense that, you know, we tend to hear this a lot, you know, at services, at funeral services and things of that nature. And so the Lord just laid this on my heart, you know, in a different way. You know what I mean? So I wanted to share this with you and give it to you how the Lord gave it to me. Hallelujah. Father, we give you honor, we give you praise, and we give you glory tonight. Father, we pray that we have ears to hear and a heart to receive and the will to obey and the wisdom to manifest what you will say to us tonight, Father.
Amen.
I pray that you continue to give us the wisdom, O God, to desire and the wherewithal to want to hear your word, Father, and that we not be weary in well-doing, but we continue to look towards you and continue to look for your guidance and your leading. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
John chapter 14. John chapter 14, verse number 1. All right, John chapter 14. It says, let not your heart be troubled.
Mm-hmm.
You believe in God, believe also in me.
Yeah.
In my Father's house there are many mansions.
Many.
If it were not so, I would not have told you. And it says, if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. That where I am, that you may be also, and whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know. Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest. How can we know the way? He said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh to the Father but by me.
Amen.
I want to talk tonight about a very simple subject, and it simply says, if he didn't mean it, he wouldn't have said it.
All right.
That's what I want to talk about tonight. If he didn't mean it, he wouldn't have said it. There's so many things that we hear, and so many things that we come across that almost seem as though whatever God said to us, or whatever God shared with us, was just simply something that made us excited.
Mm-hmm.
And I found out that sometimes God takes things from us.
All right.
Because we wouldn't have let it go.
All right.
Had he not done that.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to share with a few people tonight, and I'm going to ask you to share this, not because of me, but I mean, I always believe the word is important for us to hear. And I believe we have to learn how to share the word. We share so many different things on Facebook and social media. We hardly ever share good news.
That's it.
We spend much of our time trying to gain things. And we live a life of trying to put things together and to gain things and get this and get that and get this and get that. So when we lose things, it breaks our pattern of acquiring and it disturbs our patterns because we're constantly living in life trying to get. And then we never allow the balance of God to allow things to leave our lives. we hold on to things that we should not be holding on to. And so we live. We also live in places beyond the seasons of where we should be living in them in. Because we're trying to constantly gain. We're trying to constantly acquire. And so then we live a life where almost in a sense as if we live as hoarders, or as my mother called pack rats, that we're always trying to gain. We're always trying to gain. We're always trying to get. We're always trying to get. And we don't learn the art of letting go. Because letting go requires wisdom. Letting go also requires the ability to let go. Because a lot of us don't know how to let go of things. We grab a hold and we grab a hold and we grab a hold. And whenever it's time to let things go, we get depressed. We get sad. Or we badmouth those things. But the truth of the matter is, that thing was only in your life for an appointed season.
Yes.
And we will stretch things out way beyond the intent that God ever intended for us to have them because we won't let go.
We're comfortable.
And so then,
comfortable.
We put ourselves in emotional strain. We put ourselves in almost borderline depression and suicide, because when it was time for that thing to let go, we could not let it go.
Oh.
And so then God is saying to us, listen, I am prepping you to let go of this world.
Okay.
I am prepping you to let go of things. The Bible says there is a time and a season for everything. There's a time to plant, there's a time to sow. But we only look at the time of reaping.
Yeah.
But watch this. There also comes a time when you have to let some things go in order to grab a hold of the next thing that God has for you.
Mm.
And sometimes we won't do that. We purposely look for reasons for certain things to stay in our lives simply because we don't know how to let go. And we know that they're bad for us. We know that we'll know that they are killing us. We'll know that they are detrimental to where we're going and what we're trying to do. But we refuse to still let those things go.
Help us, God.
And God is saying you are out of season. And so then we have to absolutely and positively learn when to allow God to remove some things out of our lives. We hold on to stuff even after we've lost them. They're not even there. But you hold on to the emotional tie of that thing. No matter what, no matter when, you hold that thing so dear to you that you can't let it go for nothing. And then you're sitting somewhere in memory lane almost because you refuse to let things go that God has already expired.
All right.
God said to Samuel, He said, how long will you mourn over Saul?
All right.
And what are you saying to me, prophet? I'm saying to you, there are things in our lives that we are holding on to that God has rejected. And we've got to learn, let things go that God has rejected. We come out and we simply find reasons and ways for things to stay in our lives. Oh, they were this to me, they were that to me, and so then, you know, you feel an ungodly obligation to things and situations that God never intended for you to hold on to.
Teacher.
And so then God is saying, hey, if you're going to go to the next level, there are some things you have to positively let go of.
Teacher.
You're going to have to positively, absolutely let those things go. Because if not, then you'll put yourself in a position that I never intended for you to be in.
Yeah.
And God is saying, hey, I got somewhere for you to go. I got somewhere for you to go. I've got some things that I desire for you to do. But if you never let those things go, you'll never obtain what I have for you. I asked God real simply, and I promise you I don't want to be long tonight. I asked God, why did he allow Abraham to move around so much? God, why did you move Abraham so much? Why did you just simply take him exactly to Canaan and then let him stay in Canaan? Because God said to me, he said, there are transitions to your promise. And if I took you straight to promise, you wouldn't appreciate it.
Okay.
And also God began to share with me, he said, I take you through things so that when you get to promise, that you'll know how to maintain what it is I've brought you to. Oh, I'm talking good right
yes,
there.
You are.
I feel that one right there.
Talk to me, Pastor.
So there are times when we get things from God, and then we don't know how to maintain them because we haven't been through a pruning, we haven't been through a training, we haven't been through a process that teaches us how to maintain those things. And some of us, our relationships go bad, our endeavors go bad. Because we don't have any stick-to-itiveness, as my daddy would say.
Yeah.
And so then we don't know how to keep things intact, and we don't know how to keep things flowing because we simply don't know how to hold on to things.
That's it.
We don't know how to allow the things that God has given us to. To continue to maintain and to process. Maybe, like, I believe it was last week we did a prayer. And in that prayer, God began to talk to me. I said, God, we were praying, and normally at the end of a prayer I always say, and it is so, and so it is. And so in that, I was like, praying and going through the prayer and everything, and then I heard the Lord say, "And so it shall be."
Okay.
And Auntie Margot, I got off the line and I asked God. I said, "God, why did you shift me from 'it is so,' thank you, Lord, to 'and so it shall be'?" He said to me, "Because 'it is so' is a definition. It's a definite declaration." Said, but it is so can be one time.
Okay.
But when you say, and so it shall be,
continue.
That means what's happening will continue to happen.
All right.
And y'all, I'm asking God to bring us to the place
mm-hmm.
where what he does for us, what he manifests, the miracle, the blessing, everything continues to happen. Not because we stumbled up on it. Or not because of simply because of God's grace, but he has taught us the wisdom on how to endure,
yeah.
on how to repeat, and how to maintain.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'm asking God for us in this season, that we learn how to keep the thing going.
Yeah.
Something happens for us one time, we don't have it anymore.
Mm. Help us.
It happens one time, we can't get back to it no more. We don't know how to do it no more.
Jesus.
We can't go there no more. We can't we don't know how to duplicate again what we did. It was simply by happenstance that we got there. But I'm telling you, hallelujah, because he's the God that can do it again, then we are the people.
Yeah.
Who can do it again? Hallelujah. Y'all, I'm talking good. Hallelujah. I feel the Lord right there. Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. And I'm telling you, we're coming to a place where God's going to allow us, hallelujah, bless you, Jesus, to repeat what he's allowed us to do. Not for the sake of notoriety or not for the sake of our own prestige, but God, hallelujah, God's going to cause the witness and the testimony of yesterday to be repeated again today. Because somebody needs that same touch.
Yes,
somebody needs
yes,
that same miracle.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes.
Bless you, Jesus, to maintain in his will. Hallelujah. If you see, Jesus was able to duplicate ministries. He healed multiple blind people. He healed multiple deaf people. Lazarus was the only person he raised from the dead. I'm telling you, hallelujah. God of again. Bless you, Jesus. We are sometimes so locked in memories that
mm-hmm.
we lose sight of the future.
Yes.
You can't come out of a memory. You're so stuck in a memory. And you're so stuck in what we used to do and what we could do that you don't understand that God has a future for you. It does not demean or to undermine what He once did, but it does keep you from saying, God, do it again. Hallelujah. God, show your glory again. Hallelujah. God, let your healing manifest again. Y'all do me a favor. Share this. Hallelujah. He did it multiple times. How many times has God pulled you out of situations that you didn't know how you got in there? How many times has God saved you from yourself? How many times did you say to yourself, I don't know how I'm going to make it through this, but somehow, some way, God pulled you out of it?
Over and over.
Because most of the things that happens to us in our lives, they're based on what we expect. And what are you expecting?
Yes.
Are you expecting God to not heal again? Do you think that Lazarus was the last person God's going to raise from the dead?
I wish somebody would type in here,
I'm expecting great to happen to me again. Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. Y'all, I promise you, I'm not going to tune up, but I'm going to try to be as calm as I know how to be. Because I have a future. And if God is done doing whatever He did for me before, I might as well die now. I might as well stop now. Hallelujah. But God can still do it again. I wish somebody would type in, God can do it again. He's the God of again. God has a way of making people exit our lives simply because we wouldn't put them out.
That's right.
Hallelujah. And I didn't know God was going to change us this way, but I believe in this season, God is disconnecting us from some things so that we can move on to better places. He has a way of making people throw you away because you wouldn't let them go.
You better say it.
Hallelujah. Sometimes we're so busy holding on to things that we can't grab a hold of to something new. Hallelujah. I remember one time I was in a service and God started telling me to tell the people of God that God was going to cause you to divorce some things.
Mm-hmm.
The divorce has to come through a decree.
Mm-hmm.
My God, today. And God's going to allow us in this season, open up your mouth and decree some things are over in our lives. I don't care how long it's been going on. I don't care what it is. That thing is over in my life. If it's been poverty,
glory,
if it's been depression, if it's been loneliness, if it's been confusion, I am now divorcing myself, hallelujah, from that old thing. Bless you, Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I'm divorcing myself from that old situation, from that old circumstance, from that old life. Hallelujah. But I am grabbing a hold of what God said for me tomorrow. Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. I hear the song that says, I don't know about tomorrow, but I know who holds my hand. So many things about tomorrow, I just don't understand.
Yes.
Hallelujah. But I may not know everything that's going to happen, but whatever's going to happen for me as of tomorrow and today is going to be greater than it's ever been before.
Yes, it is.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Glory to God.
My God, help me, Holy Ghost. You cannot get used to living in the past. You got to watch people and things and situations and circumstances that keep you in the past. Sometimes if you notice when you talk to people and you haven't seen them in a while, their first resolve is to go back to an old conversation.
That's it.
Their first resolve is to say, oh, I remember when, or I remember when we used to do, I remember when we used to say, and so forth and so on, because that's what makes them comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you begin to bring up something new, the conversation becomes very short. Because it's sometimes hard for people to see you in new ways and in new circumstances. Some of you, depending on how long you've known me, you know, about maybe 20 years ago, I had braids in my hair. I feel like I shouldn't even be able to say in my life 20 years ago. But 20 years ago, I had braids in my hair. They were very long, and my wife does hair. She knows how to do hair. She would braid my hair. I'd be fresh as a Veronica every week. And one day, I went to a service, and And the Lord began to deal with me on some things.
Yeah.
And the Lord said, he said, cut your hair. And I'm not a close preacher in the sense that I don't tell people that they're going to go to hell for wearing pants. Because if you're not saved with pants on, you ain't saved with skirt on. Because skirts come up just like pants go down. Come on, somebody. I'm not that person that tell me you're going to go to hell for wearing earrings. If God can't shine through your earring, your tattoo, your piercing,
your tight pants, or whatever
the case might be, then I don't want to serve that God. I do, however, believe that you should dress in modesty when it comes to the house of God.
Yes,
I do believe that your attire says a lot about you.
Yes, it does.
Amen. But this particular time, the Lord said to me, cut your hair. And so the first thing that came out of my mouth was, Satan, the Lord rebuke you. Because, of course, I said, you know, shouldn't matter what's going on. And this was early in ministry for me. It shouldn't matter what I have on. You know, the word is the word, and it's the word that makes the anointing destroys the yoke. And so the Lord told me to cut my hair. And so then I went to a service that following Sunday, and the pastor of that church said to me, he said, oh, man, you cut your hair. I had gotten used to seeing you like that. And I know the pastor, when he said it didn't mean any harm, you know, I knew what he meant. But then the Holy Ghost light bulb, Prophet BK, went off in my head. And the Lord said to me, he said, be careful of people who get used to seeing you a certain way.
That's it.
Sometimes I have found out that sometimes people can only see you a certain way.
Amen.
And it's not going to be until you change your appearance, you change what they see, and you change how they're able to view you, that people will change how they deal with you.
And
for some of us, we're asking people to deal with us different, but they see the same thing.
All right.
Like God Almighty, I felt that thing right there. I'm going to say it again. You're asking for people to deal with you differently, but you look the same. You're asking God to bless you, but you look the same. Hallelujah. You're asking for a new miracle. You're asking for a husband or a wife or for a new job, but you look the same. And if you're asking God for the same thing over and over and over again, but you haven't received it, take a look in the mirror. And ask God, do I look like what I'm asking you for?
Ooh.
Woo!
Ooh,
help me, Holy Ghost. I'm going to say it again.
Jesus.
Ask the Lord, do I look like what I'm asking you for? Because some people, you are asking God for something that you don't look like. You're asking God to make you a wife, but you don't look like one yet. You're asking God to make you a husband, but you don't look like one yet. You're asking God to make you an entrepreneur, but you don't look like one yet. Bless you, Pastor Garrett. Bless you, man of God. But the thing is, you need to take the time to ask God, hallelujah, to change your look, to change your perspective. God, what do I have to do, hallelujah, to make sure I look like what you're saying? Because, hallelujah, Samuel went to Jesse's house looking for a particular facade, looking for a particular statue, but none of his brothers looked like what God was looking for. Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. I feel the Holy Ghost down in my soul. My God, help me, Holy Ghost. But I don't know about y'all, but I'm asking God, hallelujah, God, make me to, I want to look like what you're looking for. Hallelujah. I want to, my God, I want to appear as what you're looking for. My God, sometimes we're asking God to make us anointed, but we look like mess. We're asking God to make us wives, but you still look like a baby mama. You're asking God to make you a husband, but you still look like a boyfriend. You're asking God to make you a millionaire, but you still look like a pauper. I'm telling you, ask God. God, go on the inside. Do a makeover. Wash me clean. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. I don't know about y'all, but I don't mind a Holy Ghost makeover.
Yeah.
Bless you, Jesus. My God, I don't mind a Holy Ghost makeover. We tend to fall glory in our minds to the trick of society that tells us that the more you have, that the better you're doing. And we measure church, life, health, prosperity by what we see tangibly. But the truth of the matter is sometimes on the outside you look great, but on the inside you look like ground zero.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
On the inside, you're desolate. Your patience is gone.
But I need God to clean the inside as well as the outside. Never forget, I had a friend growing up. He loved to put on suits. But he liked taking showers. And so that's how we sometimes are in church. We come to church and we look a certain way. We look a certain way, but we haven't showered.
Mm.
And sometimes many of us, we don't look different because we're scared to try. We're scared to try something we don't know. We're scared of the unknown. And so then your trust with God is not sometimes always what he can do. It's also about what you don't know. Because now faith is a substance of things hoped for. It's a substance. In other words, it is the bedrock, the foundation of what I hope for, and the evidence of things not seen. In other words, it's the things that you don't see that gives you problems. But my faith makes it evident. My faith makes it secure. So, God, I have to learn how to trust you when I can't track you.
All right, now.
I have to learn how to trust you when I don't know what the next step is. So we're so used to what we know. We're so used to what we can calculate. There's some young woman out there right now that won't leave a man, even though you know he's mistreating you, you know he's cheating on you, you know he's lying to you. You know the relationship is going nowhere.
Yeah.
But because you are scared to trust the next step, or the enemy told you that you don't want
to
be alone,
glory to God,
then you sit in an abusive relationship, mentally, physically, and emotionally, instead of trusting God. During a period where you will not date and asking God, God, lead me to where I got to go.
Yes, God. Lead me, O Lord.
Enemy has all kind of fear in your mind about what you don't know. Because the truth of the matter is, as long as you're in that type of relationship, you're by yourself anyway. That's the truth.
That's the truth. That's the soul truth.
And the enemy's got you thinking that tomorrow is going to look like yesterday. But I wanna tell you something real quick that maybe you forgot. Every time the devil speaks, he's lying. I'm gonna say it again. I said every time the devil speaks, he's lying.
Yes.
So you wanna take what he said and believe the opposite and then praise God for it.
Yeah.
If he tells you you're gonna die, you believe that you're gonna live and praise God for it.
Yeah.
If he tells you your bills aren't going to get paid, you thank God that your bills are going to be paid. Hallelujah. Because your circumstance should not speak louder than God's vision for you. That's the truth of it. I'm going to say it again. I said your circumstance should not speak louder than what God said to you.
That's it.
I'm going to go back to the scripture real quick. He says, I go to prepare a place for you, and I will receive you also. In other words, he's saying, I am prepping a place. Is that where he was, that pig's pen was not the prepared place.
That's it.
The problem with Ishmael is that that wasn't the prepared son.
All right.
You've got to be careful when you will cross your legs in a place that God never intended you to be in the first place.
Jesus.
He said, I'm going to prepare a place, and I'm coming back with open arms to receive you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm the way,
the truth,
and the life.
Yeah.
Sometimes in church we kind of mix those things together. I'm the way, the truth, and life. He said, I'm the way.
Mm-hmm.
I am the direction.
That's it.
I am the path.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I'm the direction that you should be going in.
Yes.
I'm the truth.
Yes.
I'm the truth.
Yes.
Everything I say, everything I do, you can depend
yes.
on.
Yes. Yes.
Everything I say, everything I do, you can count. You can reference to. Hallelujah. Just follow me, and you'll get there. Because he's getting things ready for you that you can never prepare for yourself. He's simply getting me ready for the promise he gave me.
That's it, that's it.
God's vision for you is bigger than what you're dealing with. That's why he said, I'm the light. In other words, what I have for you, if you live for me, if you live for me, hallelujah, and give me back your life, you'll live like I intended for you to live.
That's it, that's it. Come on, God, come on.
Because my vision for you is bigger than anything that you're dealing with. Let me tell you something. You've got to know that you must be special. You've got to know that you must be special. Because the enemy doesn't fight anybody who doesn't have any potential. And he's trying to fight the potential in you because he can't kill the promise. If the enemy can convince you that what's on the inside of you is not worth you pushing to make it manifest, then you're good. Then you're out the game. Because if he fights the potential, the manifestation will never happen.
Good.
Because he can't change the inevitable. But what he can do, if you allow him, is make you turn from what God already said about you. Because if you can, let me say this to you, if you can release the pain of yesterday, you can grab the hope of tomorrow. Good God Almighty. I wish somebody would type that in and just say, I'm releasing the pain of yesterday. And I'm grabbing a hold of the hope of tomorrow. Hallelujah. My God, I'm forgetting those things which are behind me. Hallelujah. And the enemy's just mad because he knows it's over in your life. He's trying to hit you with the hardest thing he can hit you with. And you're still standing. My God, help me, Holy Ghost. I'm going to say it again. I said he tried to hit you with the hardest thing that he could hit you with. And you're still standing. I said, I'm going to say it one more time. He tried to hit you with the hardest thing that he could hit you with, and you're still standing.
Oh, yes.
And you're still standing. My God, today, I wish somebody would just type in there, I'm still standing. I'm still standing. My God. My. You're still standing.
Yeah.
I want you to realize, hallelujah, bless you, Jesus, my God. I wish you realize that you're still standing. Sometimes the enemy, my God, has got you focused on the fact that you've been hit. My God, that things are going on around you, that things are messed up. My God, but somebody, come on, type in there, I'm still standing. Hey. Tell somebody I'm still standing.
I'm still standing.
Oh, hallelujah. My God, I'm still standing. God, I feel good in my soul. I'm still standing.
Yes.
And the enemy hates that. He tried to knock you out with this thing. He tried to knock you out with that thing. But you're still standing.
Yes.
My God, today, some of you had given up on yourself.
Yes, yes, yes.
But God, my
yes,
God.
Yes, my God.
But God.
My God.
But God.
My God.
But God stepped in for you.
Yes.
And
hallelujah.
My God, he propped your arms up.
Yes.
He lifted your head.
Yes.
My God, he focused your face. And you're still here. Oh, tell somebody I'm still here.
Hey,
my God, Lord, I'm still here.
Yes.
his life.
Yes.
Neither the Son of Man, that he
should
repent.
Say,
if God
says
I'm going to get it, I shall have it. If God says I can do it, I shall do it.
Yes.
Somebody clap your hands.
Hallelujah.
And give God praise. Because it's not over until God says it's over. I'm not
done
until God moves.
Yes.
It's not done until God speaks. It's not done until God touches it.
Hallelujah.
I don't care what the doctor says. I don't care what the lawyer says. I want to tell somebody right now, God's still going to do it. God's still going to make it through. God's still going to touch it. You're still going to get the house. You're still going to get the car. God is. Still is. Miracle working business. Help somebody in your house. Tell somebody in your home. God's going to do it. Somebody, my God, I got half of y'all. Somebody. Declare tonight that God is gonna do it. God's gonna do it. Just what He said. God's gonna bring me like He said. God's gonna touch me like He said.
Glory,
God's gonna heal me like He said. God's gonna touch me like He said. My son will be saved like He said. My daughter will be saved. Going going to have to deal with some dirt in order to grow. Don't be afraid of the dirt. Don't be afraid of the ugly things around us. Those things have to happen. And when we understand that the dirt and the rain comes along with me planting the seed, then when the sun does shine, the sun is just there to help. After I've dealt with the dirt and the rain, it's now just there to help me grow a little bit. And guess what? After that sun shines, it's going to have to rain a little bit more.
All right.
To keep me growing. Some of us have died off. Things that we've encountered have died off because we only want to deal with the sun.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, somebody.
Mm, Jesus.
Whenever God is trying to take us to the next level, we have to first deal with the emotion, the hurt, and the negativity of our past. We've been so used to people breaking promises with us.
Jesus.
But we don't even trust God when it comes to promises.
Help us.
We don't even strive for the promise to be fulfilled. We're already anticipating letdown.
Mm.
Hallelujah. And we've somehow put God on the same level as man.
Yes.
That when God makes us a promise, we're already anticipating letdown.
Mm.
But when God speaks, hallelujah. But when God speaks, the earth has to line up.
That's it.
If you don't believe me, do me a favor and check God's credit. Take the time and check his credit.
Mm.
You didn't check, you may not have checked the people's credit you've been dealing with.
Oh, help us, God.
But if God gave you a car, he'll give you the car note. If he gave you a house, he'll give you the house.
Yes, he will.
Because he said, I'm going to prepare a place for you. I don't just have a place for you, but I'm preparing it for you. I'm making sure that when you get there, that you'll have what you need to maintain what I've given you.
Glory.
I don't care what you look like. I don't care how difficult it seems. I don't care if it seems like it's too much for you. I'm telling you that God has got you under control.
That's it.
I'm telling you, God's got it under control for you.
Yes.
God's got it under control for you.
Thank you, Lord.
One more time. Hey, I surrender. tonight. Say that with me.
Tonight, now you all see why the enemy was blocking the line to keep the man of God from speaking. Oh my God. The topic was from John, the 14th chapter, verse 1. He read it on down to 6 or 7. But he said the topic that he spoke on was, excuse me, if he didn't mean it, he wouldn't have said it. Oh, my God, I thank God for allowing us to come up with a will. You know, we was growing up, we said if there's a will, there's a way. With the woman of God, possibly elect on the other line, texting me, telling me what to do, and with God and her ear, my ear, and the man of God, Prophet Thomas' ear, telling us what to do. And when God, like he said, when God gets involved, ain't nothing you can do. You're not going to stop his word. And I thank God for his word that came through on tonight. I'm going to pause and ask the woman of God, is she able to open up the lines? And if so, if anybody's still on the line, if they would like to have a word to say, I'm sure the man of God is still able to listen in, even though the phones were being blocked. I'm just going to trust that God's going to let anyone that's on the line make a comment. So at this time, go ahead. The man of God said he's still listening. So, Apostle Elect, are you able to open your lines? And are you able to say something? Well, I'm assuming that for some reason the phones are not being allowed to open up on tonight. So I just want to say to everybody, remember what the man of God said. Please come back and listen to this in the archives. If you saw it on Facebook, I shared it once or twice. I hope other people shared it. Please go back and listen to it because it was an awesome word. And just go and hear what the man of God has said, what God allowed him to pour into our spirit to feed us on tonight. We want to say to you all, thank you for joining in. I'm going to say, don't forget. Don't forget what he said. Let go of the old. Because where God's trying to take you, we got to stop some old things. Because God's trying to take us to a new place. So with all that being said, don't forget. On Sunday morning at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, Apostle Elect, you hear me say that? Apostle Elect, Cecilia Kaiser, Minister Sheila Kaiser, Minister Brandon Kaiser will be holding Smile 3E, Iron Sharpening Iron, Let's Talk service in the morning. On Monday nights, we have Smile 3E, Blog Talk, Iron Sharpening Iron on Monday nights at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This is the first Monday coming up, and it will be Dr. Serena Wright will be our speaker. So please tune in, watch our postings. The Friday nights we have Blog Talk, Smile 3E Ministries also. Myself and Prophet Antoine Thomas, we share the Fridays. Prophet Thomas does the first and third, so he will be back with us the first Friday coming up. And we're just going to continue to just listen to the word of God through the different men of God and women of God that is associated with this ministry, and just know that God is God. And with that being said, I must remind you all of our foundational scripture, which is Matthew 6:33, where he said, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." And with that being said, I want to pray because the man of God is not able to pray. So I'm just going to pray and say, God, give the people ears to hear what was said on tonight. Give them a heart to receive. Give them a mind to meditate on your word, oh God. Give them a soul and a spirit that hungers after you, desires you. Give them a will to want to let go of the old. God, that you're taking out of our life. God, take the taste away, whether it's in our mouth or in our heart, for something or someone. For God, we know that you can fix all things, and all things can only be fixed with you and by you. Whether you fix it into our life or you fix to remove it from our life. But God, we just ask you to just bless our homes, our family, our jobs, and anything and everything else. But what the man of God spoke over tonight, God, let it meditate in us. Let it penetrate our heart, because it was your word from your word, about your word concerning us. In Jesus' name, we just ask you, God, to bless the man of God. Cover him in every way, God. Cover his feet. Cover from head to toe, God. Cover his going in and coming out. Cover him while he rests. God, as he rests on the night, give him sweet rest. Let him sleep peacefully, God. Let your angels minister to him as they continually do. God, cover his wife. Cover his children. Cover everything concerning the man of God. All requests that he have on the table, he have on the altar. God, we said, it is so, and so it shall be, as the man of God said. God, have your way, have your way, have your way. In Jesus' name we pray. We love you with the love of the Lord, and there's nothing you can do about it. Amen. Good night, everyone.